come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
It is gym class coming your way on this chilly, well, let's just say cold Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk to Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com as plenty to talk about. Iowa State basketball in action tonight against Northern Illinois. Iowa State football coming off the tough loss to Oklahoma as the Cyclones will now be back at home to take on the Texas Longhorns on Saturday afternoon at Jack Trice Stadium. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Xavier Foster becoming a Cyclone as well. Tell you what's happening at the Girls State Volleyball Tournament and look back at last night's Gavitt game in Iowa City. It's all coming up. It is a gym class on KGYM. And welcome into the gym class, KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. And we thank you for joining us. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. And when you're at Third Base, you are practically home. Stop on by, tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media in Iowa City earlier today. We'll get you updated on what's happening as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. As far as the injury front, Matt Campbell meeting the media in Ames today. We'll talk about that with Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get you updated on what's happening downtown at State Volleyball Tournament in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. That going on the four-day run, getting started at 12 noon today. And very big crowd down there over the lunch hour today. Went down there and watched the debut of Iowa City Liberty at the State Volleyball Tournament. Unfortunately, did not go well for the Liberty Lightning as they were upset by Pleasant Valley 3-1 earlier on today. So PV will move on. Cedar Falls, a winner today, but boy, oh boy, it was not easy. The number one rated Tigers had to take out Waukee in 5 sets, 3-2. Right now, West Des Moines Valley leading West Des Moines Dowling 2-0. And they have a 21-19 lead in set number three. So it looks like Valley is going to move on to the semifinals. And Ankeny won the first set against Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. And they lead, I believe it was 21-17 in set number two. So everything moving at the Cellular Center. A lot of pink down there today.
Always a great atmosphere
it
for
is.
The state volleyball tournament.
And it's great to see 5A have a ton of people there.
Yeah.
And it's been getting better and better for volleyball. But Liberty brought, I think, the entire school and the city of North Liberty up.
I can't say that I'm surprised. That's a vibrant school already in, what, its third year?
Yep.
And getting to the state tournament, I know they're disappointed being the second seed and hopefully of advancing further. But terrific season, only 3 losses on the season. Terrific season for Liberty. Cedar Falls, everybody, everywhere we went on the tailgate tour and talked to volleyball coaches this fall, you mentioned Cedar Falls, and they just kind of roll their eyes because they're that good. But
Waukee almost took them down.
Didn't win last year and almost lost in the first round this year.
Yeah, so we'll see how it all plays out. But it will be Cedar Falls against the Ankeny Lincoln winner, and it will be, it looks like it's going to be Pleasant Valley taking on West Des Moines Valley with 2 Lombardi daughters playing. Peyton and Olivia, a senior and a freshman, are playing for West Des Moines Valley for that terrific
mom's pedigree as a volleyball coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Carrie was a terrific volleyball coach and still does some coaching, I believe, somewhere in the youth areas over in West Des Moines. So Good to see them out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurteen & Stocker Jeweler text line. Hurteen & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, a chilly Iowa City. We'll get to, let's start with Kirk Ferentz. Let's just start with Kirk Ferentz right there, because that is first and foremost. And then we'll get to some basketball coming up here in just a little bit. But Kirk meeting the media today in Iowa City, getting ready for Minnesota, and not a whole lot of things off the top, if you will. A little bit of injury news to be taken care of right out of the chute as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. Nate Weeding is back at the tight end position. He's in the mix. That's what Kirk said. Did not dress last week, did not play, is back in the mix. He should be able to go this week. Christian Welch, sounds like it's not going to be this week. He's getting closer. Although Kirk said he may have a chance to play this week. We'll see. Brandon Smith might dress this week, still likely out one more week as far as the wide receiver position is concerned. So those were the big things. Those were the big things that Kirk had to say today.
Big thing is to get prepared for Minnesota, and Iowa is a slight favorite in that game, believe it or not.
True.
Both teams coming off, tough games. Minnesota defeating Penn State, and we know about that slugfest in Madison that Iowa fell short in. So it's going to be interesting to see how each team responds.
It will be interesting to see how each team responds out there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk Minnesota's play-by-play voice, Mike Grimm, and that will be on Thursday of this week. May even join us here in studio.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It would be nice. He's a native of Eastern Iowa, of course, and still has family here in the Manchester area. So
I like it when guests are in the studio.
Yeah.
You get kind of their facial expressions, and you ask a question.
When we ask a dumb
question.
They
roll their eyes.
So Mike may join us here in studio if everything works out on Thursday. We shall see. But we will talk to Rob Gray coming up today. Plenty to talk about as far as Iowa State is concerned. So that's the football side of the story. And Kyle is working on audio from players as well as from head coach Fran McCaffrey. And you can hear that coming up probably after 4 o'clock here today. The big news out of Iowa City today, after everything basketball-wise that was not so good in the last 24 hours, Lisa Bluter turned that frown upside down today as Iowa picked up. And I said this earlier today, it's the biggest verbal commitment and the biggest recruit that Iowa women's basketball has ever landed. Caitlin Clark made her commitment to Iowa today. She is the 5-star out of West Des Moines Dowling, top 5 in the country for the class of 2020, and picked Iowa over Notre Dame and Iowa State. Those were her final three. All the biggies were in the final 10. That Caitlin whittled it down to at one point. But like I said, this is flat out. I mean, you can have your Megan Gustafsons, yes, but Megan coming out of high school wasn't a 5-star. The point guard from a few years ago, and the name escapes me, Mark, that I believe was a 4-star.
Michelle Edwards?
Well, no, not even Michelle, after Michelle Edwards.
Okay.
But anyway, was a 4-star, I do believe. Had great pedigree coming out of high school, but still, this
Sam Logic.
Okay. Thank you. Not anything compared to what Caitlin Clark is, who can take care of the basketball, can be your point guard, can shoot it from 30 feet, not kidding, threes, and make them. Did that for Dowling last year, and can rebound as well, take it to the rim, can pull up for a jump shot, and is just an absolutely fantastic basketball player. And gave her verbal commitment to play for Lisa Bluter this morning.
It's pretty heady stuff if she's in that kind of category, that kind of company with the Notre Dames. And Iowa State, no slouch by any means, but you never know about the transition from high school to college, but it seems like all intents and purposes this woman can play.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. So Caitlin Clark is going to be a Hawkeye coming from Dowling over in West Des Moines. We'll take a break. Mark's going to get his computer fixed.
First it's my vehicle, now it's my computer.
You're having a bad...
Maybe it's me!
...run right now. No, I don't think so. I think these things all come in threes, right? So you got one more thing that you're going to have to take care of here. 12 minutes past the hour of three. We'll come back and we will dive into Iowa DePaul from last night in Iowa City. And dissect that a little bit and get your thoughts on it at 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance encourage you to grow here this holiday season. When you use local business services, you support your family, friends, and neighbors. Whether you work with Saxton, Top Rank, JP Gasway, Terry Lockridge and Dunn, or Myron Construction, these local businesses create a close-knit and thriving business culture. Grow here. And learn more at cedarrapids.org. The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-Tru will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-Tru front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark's up and ready to go. Strike that one. Mark, check that box, Mark, if you will. Everything's good?
I did check it.
All right. Fine. We'll keep you updated on state volleyball. 5A going on right now. 4A coming up tonight, including Marion and Xavier, both in action. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, as we're going to talk a little Iowa basketball from last night. Iowa falling to DePaul. Never leading in the game, falling behind 13-0 right out of the chute. And it was just a kind of very disheartening night at Carver-Hawkeye last night. Anything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. Now, with that being said, give a lot of credit to Dave Leto and the Blue Demons. Much improved basketball team. They have some length. Above all, they have athleticism on that group, and that's a team I think that's got a shot to make the postseason this year. They have not been to the NCAA tournament, I believe, in 15 years, but DePaul looked like an NCAA tournament. They passed the eye test last night in their dismantling of Iowa.
It did indeed. Shot it extremely well, and very active, very quick team, and Iowa couldn't really respond. Tried to get it all back at you know, in a large chunk at the start. And next thing you knew, the Hawkeyes were down 20, 25 points. And while, you know, the second half, you know, three-quarter court pressure caused some things, not nearly enough. It's pretty clear that guys like Bohannon and Nungy and Pimsel are rusty, maybe for a very good reason. The only players that you could probably give a thumbs up to last night were C.J. Frederick, Joe Toussaint, and Ryan Kriener,
who mysteriously didn't play the last 16, 17 minutes of that basketball game last night. And that's the one. You know, I'm not going to sit here in Pinata, Iowa. They had a horrible game last year against Pitt in this very same game. They won that game because Pitt didn't shoot the ball as well as DePaul did. DePaul would have beaten just about everybody last night the way they shot. I mean, they shot nearly 70% as a team in the first half, shot 57% from three in the first half. Now, the other side of that coin is, yeah, but a lot of those were open shots, and they were open shots. Iowa's been a team that has had problems defensively over the past handful of years. We all know that. But this team is even probably going to have a few more defensive problems because it's just not a real athletic team. They're just seemingly a step slow. The non-conference is out there to figure out who you're going to play and how many minutes they're going to get. And right now, I think Iowa is probably in need of experimenting with that starting rotation that they put out there and maybe not going quite as deep this year, or if they're going to go as deep, maybe not as many minutes for the bench guys. We'll see. The season is not over yet, but things got to improve.
Yeah, and I read Fran McCaffrey's post-game comments, and I thought he was very positive about things. And he said it's just one game, and there are correctable mistakes. And he called out Joe Wieskamp for playing a very mediocre game. And Wieskamp took ownership. Wieskamp had 4 points. I don't know how optimistic I am about this Iowa basketball team, but I remember what Steve Lavin, the color commentator, said on the FS1 broadcast last night. He said, you know what, when I was UCLA coach, Stanford clocked us at home by 48 points.
Yep.
And that was a wake-up call to us. There were teaching moments in there, and we ended up going to the Elite Eight. I'm not saying I was in that same category, but the point is it's one game. And Oral Roberts is up on Friday, and then a more difficult slate, Michigan and Minnesota, in the early part of the Big Ten slate.
Syracuse, Texas Tech.
Yep. Definitely doesn't get any. I'm worried about Jordan Bohannon.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't know. He played 16 minutes last night and had one bucket. And whether he's going to be, maybe he was held out, you know, because the game was out of hand. I don't know.
Oh, I think there's no doubt he was at the end. But I've seen Jordan.
I mean, he doesn't look bad when he's in there. He doesn't look too far behind what he has been in the past. Much further along than what I expected.
But it's not Jordan I've watched Jordan Bohannon for 7 years, and this is not, I can just tell that it's not right yet.
He would play 30, 32 minutes in a game like this, typically.
Yeah.
Twice as much as what he played last night. And again, Nunji, 10 minutes and did nothing.
Yeah, that's the one that's a real head-scratcher right now. A couple things is Jack Nunji has really not shown anything in 3 games. Bakari Evelyn has really struggled as well.
Joe Toussaint is the one guy.
And C.J. Frederick have been the guys.
Toussaint is that one guy that has elevated quickness from the rest of the team.
Yep.
13 points in 13 minutes, much of them driving to the hoop. And you and I talked. I mean, when he does that, he's going to cough it up.
Yeah, he's going to take it in there to traffic and 7-footers, and they're going to block the shot.
Right. But he's got to have the ability to dish.
Yeah.
But Frederick seems really solid. 16 points in 25 minutes.
And Kriener was good last night.
And Kriener was very good. 13 points in 17 minutes. So.
And then didn't play.
Yeah. We shall see. I mean, but you have to give credit to DePaul. I mean, this Paul Reed was really good.
Yeah, he is good.
Paul Reed, 25 points and 12 rebounds.
And long.
Very smooth.
Go inside, go outside, nice shot. DePaul came out there, and they were the aggressors. They had that swagger out there last night entering that game. And it showed from the opening tap to the first actual play and sequence of the ball game. They set up a three with a little bit of a weave outside and got that shot off in the face of one of the defenders for Iowa. And a little salute and away DePaul went. And it was 13-0 before the seats were warm.
They were hardly afraid.
No, they were not afraid. Mm-hmm. They were not afraid. 319-366-1600 here at 322. If you'd like to comment about Iowa basketball from last night, I still, like I said, think it's too early to panic at this situation. But like I said, some things have got to get better. You got to make some decisions very soon, I believe. What's Jordan Bohannon's future going to be like this year? How about Patrick McCaffrey? Did not have a good game last night. Was pushed around quite a bit, and there's still that talk about, is he going to be strong enough to play as a true freshman in the Big Ten Conference? DePaul was athletic, and DePaul was long. DePaul wasn't the most physically imposing team that Iowa certainly is going to face in the non-conference, let alone the Big Ten Conference.
It reminded me of an Illinois in terms of their quickness and whatnot.
A lot of guys are from Illinois.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I think it's a good comparison.
Team has some issues. There's no question about it. Whether Fran McCaffrey can right the ship or not, I think he knows there's issues that may or may not be able to be overcome this season, and they're going to need Wieskamp. And the big elephant in the room is whether Jordan Bohannon is going to be able to play 30, 35 minutes a game.
Can Wieskamp, even if he is off, you have to play Wieskamp 32 minutes? They had him listed at 27 minutes last night. I don't believe it. I thought he was out a lot more than that, but that's what it says. But we'll see. 67-39, Toussaint, only D1 defender on this Iowa team. He can defend. He's quick. He's got a little moxie to him. He can take it to the bucket. He's got to work on the outside shot. Not saying that he's going to break any three-point records at Iowa anytime soon, but he's a lot better at taking it off the dribble and creating things and dishing out on drives. And I really think Toussaint has got to be a guy that's got to get a lot more playing time than he is. If I was given the keys.
Okay, you have the keys.
Here's my five. Toussaint, Frederick, Wieskamp, Kreener, and Garza.
No Bohannon.
Not right now. Not right now. If Jordan's going to make the decision to play for the year, then maybe you take a look at it. And as the season progresses.
Say those five again. I'm sorry.
Toussaint, Frederick, Wieskamp, Kreener, Garza. That's what I would
put out
there.
Toussaint at the point.
Yep.
I can't really disagree.
Yeah, 21-72. I look at the guards in this Iowa team and still scratch my head on how a player like Matt Mims ended up at South Dakota State. Would you guys have an insight on that recruiting? Matt's a great player. Getting a little bit of, he had his first three the other night for the Jackrabbits at South Dakota State. And, it would have been one of, I think South Dakota State's a very good spot for Matt. I think it's a very good spot, and I think he's going to do well there before his career is done.
14-33 on the text line. Why is Connor McCaffrey starting? Coach's son shouldn't be playing that much.
Yeah. And then Ed.
In terms of Connor McCaffrey, I don't know what his best sport is. He's not a bad basketball player by any means.
He should be playing.
From the standpoint of his grittiness, his ability to handle the ball. He had 11 assists in the first game, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And not that he's going to do that every night out, but he's got that kind of ability. He's not a big offensive threat. He knows the game of basketball. Whether she be starting is so overrated.
Yeah, it's
starting
matter.
Is not a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't get hung up on starting.
And again, played Toussaint. Talking about Toussaint, played on the playgrounds of the Bronx. Yeah, and it shows sometimes that he played on the playgrounds of the Bronx. No doubt about that. 3:27. More on Iowa basketball coming up a little bit later on. But we're going to talk some Iowa State basketball, some Iowa State football as well, as Rob Gray is going to join us from Cyclone Fanatic. Plenty to talk about. Cyclones in action tonight against the NIU Huskies. And we'll have it at 6:30 on 1600 AM for you coming up tonight. Back with more after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh,
thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On KGYM, you've got sports and the gym class. On Smart FM, you've got class. Music class. Our Smart Rock professors will teach you all there is to know about Smart Rock. Tunes you know and love. Live tracks and B-sides. And great songs you just plain old forgot about. With a library spanning multiple decades, our professors dig deep. This isn't your typical classic rock station. This is Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
It is 3:30. Back with you on the gym class on this Tuesday here in KGYM. Cyclone basketball comes up tonight. Iowa State and Northern Illinois at Hilton Coliseum just past 7 o'clock. Cyclones trying to bounce back after the loss in Corvallis on Saturday to Oregon State. We'll have it for you tonight. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call just past 7 o'clock with the tip-off right here on 1600 AM KGYM. He will be there to watch that, to take that in, and we'll talk about basketball, but we'll start by talking some football as well. Rob Gray joining us, senior writer at CycloneFanatic.com. Give him a follow there. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. That's his Twitter handle out there. Cold enough for you, Rob?
No, I'd really like it to drop at least. If we're going to call it a polar vortex, let's get real and go all the way. this is a little disappointing, to be honest, but... you know, I'll deal with it. I'll just wait to put on a few extra layers until a few months down the road, for sure.
It's all about layers, man. We've learned that over the years. It's all about all about the layers.
Hey, Paul, what was the reaction? I'm sure it was very positive. Rob, I'm sorry.
Where'd that come from?
That's all right.
It's all Cyclones, right? Rob Gray.
Don't call me Shirley.
No.
Unless it's Paul Shirley. Know, oh, all the way around.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be okay. We know Rob Gray very well. But, Rob, the reaction to Xavier Foster committing to the Cyclones, and wondering whether you had a theory as to why he did that.
Well, he certainly shared one, but I think a very obviously an extremely positive reaction. I think there was some belief brewing, if you will, that he might lean that way maybe last week or in the coming weeks, but in the last few days, it started to really look or maybe feel like it was going to go the other way. As he mentioned when he did announce his decision, a Hawkeye fan and a family of Hawkeye fans, and he said, and I have no reason to doubt him, that he looks at what Iowa State's been able to do in terms of putting guys in the pros in recent years, especially the NBA, you know, Monte Morris and George Niang, and then you've got guys like Matt Thomas coming back in after top-level European play, Deontay Burton, Abdul Nader, other guys in the G League like Lindell Wigginton. I mean, and probably leaving somebody out, but it certainly was a big factor in his decision, he said, and the fact that Iowa hadn't had that type of success recently. That clearly what his goal is to play in the league, and at least that was the rationale he gave for choosing the Cyclones, I think, to at least some surprise, especially there at the announcement, it seemed like.
Mm. Yeah, and well, like you said, Steve Prohm putting guys in the NBA, that is that's the best recruiting card you can have right now as far as college basketball is concerned.
Absolutely, and I mean, you've got guys, I mean, Talen Horton-Tucker, how could I leave him off the one and done last year with the Lakers? You know, this it's huge for Iowa State's class, obviously, because I think it's possibly pushing them to the top 15, like number 14 in the 247 rankings, and it would have been huge for Iowa, too, given, you know, all the spin made of the how many other Power 5 offers and their recruits have, that kind of stuff. But really tough 24 hours for Iowa basketball. But for Iowa State, yeah, the fact. And Prohm was able to do that with a couple guys at Murray State, too, obviously a low major, but one with a lot of success over the years, over the decades. So, yeah, that's kind of his calling card. And it clearly holds a lot of weight with youngsters wanting to develop their game in college and move on to higher goals.
What happened to the Cyclones out there on the West Coast on the weekend?
Well, they really struggled defensively. That's the gist. I mean, I wasn't even able to watch it being in Norman in the Pac-12 regional network. Yeah, there's no way to get that. We weren't sitting around. We were at Memorial Gaylord Family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, while the game was going on, so just kind of tried to follow it via the stats. And, you know, they shot a great percentage from three, the Beavers did. I know they're kind of considered a middle-of-the-pack Pac-12 team. Tress Trinkle, I don't know how you pronounce his first name, he just killed him. And especially in the first half, Prentice Nixon was able to contain him a lot in the second half. Cyclones take a one-point lead, and then he hits him with a couple of threes, which Nixon really beat himself up over. But long run, the fact that he was able to clamp down on a guy that can play inside, outside, and is that good for an extended period of time, as Coach Prohm said, 19 out of the 20 minutes, that's positive. But, yeah, they just struggled defensively. But as Coach Prohm said, offensively, you put up 74 points. You know, you shot it okay. You know, moved the ball around. Halliburton had a great second half after, you know, not doing a whole lot in terms of the stat sheet for the first half. And so they felt fine about the offense and not so good about the defense. Prohm says they need to establish that identity. They need to be a good defensive team, not tomorrow, but now. And I guess we'll find out of how that translates against Northern Illinois. But to recap, though, they found Oregon State's a pretty solid basketball team. And I think some people have them as a bubble tourney team. So to go into a hostile environment, they'll learn from that, but certainly left an opportunity to be 2-0 out there in Corvallis.
Yeah, and Steve Prohm, this is what he likes to do, his recipe for putting a schedule together. He likes to send his team out on the road very early in the season to get a test. He's gone to Missouri in the past, went to Corvallis, Oregon this year, just to see what you have, and it's going to help, I think, and pay dividends coming down the road.
Well, yes, I agree. And Scott, and you know, it's still a young team. I mean, you look at what they lost last year. I mean, those are key. I mean, Horton Tucker was one of your key guys. Granted, it seemed like he was there and gone in a flash in the one season. And Lindell Wigginton did a lot of big things when he came off the injury. And Cam Lahr did a lot of things. I mean, Mario Shayhawk, of course, another guy I didn't mention as a graduate transfer that ended up drafted by the 76ers. So, he had some key leaders in all statistical categories. And also, in terms of the culture, Shayok only there for 1 year or 2 years, if you include the sit-out. But he was in the gym more, you know, he was really helping reinstill that get in the gym all the time and get shots up culture. And it seems to have transferred pretty well. But again, it's a team where George Condit played sparingly last year. He's been a bright spot so far. Nixon, of course, is sitting out after transferring in from Colorado State. And Solomon Young has experience, but he's coming off the injury. Halliburton, we know what he's done, and he went on to, you know, do good things at Team USA, highly touted, first team all Big 12. But, boy, a lot of guys who haven't played, but then that Iowa State uniform. So, yeah, it's very important to get them, you know, some solid tests. And they'll obviously have big-time tests in a couple weeks there when they head off to the Bahamas as well.
Yeah, tonight Iowa State hopeful getting on the winning track. Rob, as you know, Northern Illinois team that lost at home to Northern Iowa by 10 points. Northern Iowa, the nice team, but Iowa State looking to right the ship tonight, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You just got to, early in the season against some of these teams that, you know, that defense has to be better, as Coach Prohm said. I mean, what one thing that allows a team like a Northern Illinois, who I believe is a 9 to 10 point underdog, like some team that played at Iowa last night, was you can't let them have confidence. You can't let them hit a lot of bunch of shots early. You can't make early mistakes, and otherwise, you know, bad things can happen, as we know. But they certainly feel confident they can right the ship, and they feel like they took more positive than negative they did out of the loss against Oregon State.
Yeah, and we'll have the game tonight. Iowa State and Northern Illinois coming up. Gosh, don't have Iowa State play UNI. I'm sorry I got that started. Rob Gray joining us from Cyclone Fanatic here at 3:39. Let's talk football. Matt Campbell met the media today in Ames and said Brock Purdy's my guy. I wouldn't want to have any other quarterback in the country other than Brock Purdy. So what a comeback he generated that came 1 point – and one agonizing point short on Saturday night in Norman.
Yeah, that was quite a game to cover. I've never been there, too. So one of the storied or hallowed stadiums in college football history. So that was fun. Obviously, covering the game is just frenetic and frenzied and finish up in the wee hours of the morning. But, yeah, to come back like that, I mean, I had looked through the stats, and the fact that they won there 2 years ago is staggering. I know they had one. You know, they won a handful of games all time against Oklahoma, but how unbelievable it would have been for them to score back-to-back victories there. To put that in perspective, Oklahoma in the last 20 years is 118-10 there, and they already have one of those 10. And I believe that they have not lost back-to-back regular season games in that span either, going back to 1999. So coming off the Kansas State loss to get that type of scare after Oklahoma looked as good as it ever does on offense before the Cyclones really tightened up in the second half and finally forced a couple turnovers, too. They can't look at it as anything but positive, and I wholeheartedly agree. I understand why some people would say, hey, you can use the quote momentum, which some people say doesn't exist, to justify going for two, or saying, hey, we're playing better than them. Let's go into overtime and toe-to-toe. I'm of the belief that you go for two there because Oklahoma still got better players 1 through 85 and CeeDee Lamb and Jalen. I mean, they're going to execute in those short field situations in overtime every time. And so I like that they went for it, had a shot. Petway had a shot. Kohler came open. Was there a little bit of early contact? Yes, but you can't expect a flag there. Overall, a very positive thing. And, you know, just another close loss now for Iowa State. 4 losses this season by a combined 11 points.
It's a classic debate, isn't it, Rob?
I'm with you, conversion. Rob.
I'm not. I mean, I think you.
Mark's going for the tie.
Iowa State's got the momentum either way, and you know, as the play unfolds, it fails. Of course, everybody's gonna say, "Well, you should have kicked it and gone to overtime." There's no guarantees either way. But Rob, as I like to think of myself as an impartial observer, damn right there should have been a flag there in the end zone.
Well, yes. I mean, clearly there was a – but I guess what I'm trying to say is good luck getting that on the road. It, not that, again, it's not them going, oh, we're not going to throw a flag. that situation, one play, game on the line, you don't see that call made very often under those circumstances. And they had gotten a couple calls to go their way. The people had started to empty the stadium. It was maybe half full at the end, which was even more kind of stunning and surreal for the backdrop of that comeback. And, you know, they felt pretty good up 14 when it was 42-28. And I don't know. It was just a weird situation overall. But, yeah, again, a good case could be made either way. But unfortunate that there's that controversy rightly, but nonetheless clouding that a little bit on that play.
Charlie Kohler also threw the linebacker out of the way too, so it could have been offside. He was very much open. Rob Gray joining us here at 3:42, talking Cyclone football right now. This game Saturday is just ultra huge for really both teams. You take a look at it because Texas is still fighting to try to get into the Big 12 championship game. And then you couple that with Baylor and Oklahoma on Saturday night and how that's going to go with Baylor, the only undefeated team, and Oklahoma with one loss. This thing is just, it's Big 12 round robin football, I guess, at its finest.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Texas already, given that they, another year, another pronouncement that Texas is back, given the preseason rankings. One person, I think, picked them to win the Big 12 media-wise while everyone else went Oklahoma. And here they are, 6-3 and 4-2. And the young team, especially on defense, lost a lot of seniors, got banged up a lot early, and they got exploited. They're starting to get some guys back. Big win to hold off Kansas State at home. I think they should have not let it be that close, but that's kind of who they are right now. But, yeah, they've still got a slim shot at that playing in that championship game, depending on what happens to Oklahoma moving forward. They get a shot at Baylor, so that's, of course, the Bears unbeaten somehow at this point. Iowa State, it's really interesting because Coach Campbell will dig deep into the philosophical stuff. And he really – it matters because if you don't win, you don't have a job anymore. But he continues to say – this is the most fun team he's ever coached, the most together team. The culture is as good as any team he's been around. And for them to be sitting at 5-4, 3-3, and again, those close losses where they can point to mistakes they made in each of those games that cost them, to be where they are, and to really say, no, we're focused on our growth. We're focused on what we are doing within these walls. That's not lip service. He really feels that way. And, I guess hats off to him, and it's tough for fans. I even asked him about that on the side today. You understand how tough it is for fans, though, because they think here comes the breakthrough. And he basically said, yeah, well, they did see a lot of bad football for a lot of years, and now they know what good football is, and they've been seeing it the last few years, and it's going to make that breakthrough in the results column that much sweeter. So huge game, yes, for both, as you said, and Iowa State still has a shot to get to 6 wins, matching last year's team, the first time ever as a 6 wins in conference, and still has a chance to get 9 wins, which hasn't happened in the Campbell era, hasn't happened since 2000. So a lot on the table, and Cyclones favored, like the Oklahoma State game that they let slip away a few weeks back. Huge possibilities for both teams and huge ramifications also whoever ends up on the losing end.
Rob, a familiar pattern has been slow starts for Iowa State. What does Matt Campbell, I'm sure he searched for a magical solution there, but what does he have to say about that?
Yeah, well, he basically just said we got to find a way to start better. And I'm sure Zach Peterson has done a really nice job filling in for Jaquan Bailey, who is, I believe, tied for the all-time sacks lead and got injured early in the season. He's got a medical redshirt. Coach Campbell says he's been the most consistent guy epitomizing what he thinks that team is, and the team is tough. Peterson said that he feels like guys are almost too amped up, kind of too ready to go at it, chomping at the bit a little bit, that they get ahead of themselves, and that's what leads to some of the early mistakes, which can, lead to coughing up the ball or missing an interception that's right in your hands or just missing an assignment and giving up a big play. And they just need to calm down a little bit, relax, and that'll help it out. Who knows? But, they have been a great fourth quarter team recently, and they need to put a complete game together, obviously, in order to knock off the Longhorns and see if they can finish the regular season with a flourish.
Mm-hmm. Rob, I think the best story in this team is Charlie Kolar so far this year. I'm not going to say coming out of nowhere or anything like that, but just the tight end spot for Iowa State, but especially Charlie. He's at moments this year where he's been practically unstoppable in games.
Yes, and I think being a wide receiver in high school helped with that frame he has. He's such a good route runner and teammate and blocker and great hands. I mean, he knows what to do at all times. And, yeah, he's getting in the end zone with regularity. He started to show that last season with the number of touchdowns. Kind of a clutch guy down there, but not obviously looked to as much when you got a Hakeem Butler and then you got a David Montgomery as your bell cow at tailback. But yeah, great story, and almost a great storybook finish for him, you know, being from an Oklahoma kid and having a shot, you know, scoring that touchdown catch that set up the 2-point conversion, and that didn't quite happen for him. I mean, he pours everything into this game, and also the tight end position expected to be big this year for Iowa State, and it clearly has. And Chase Allen and Dylan Sainer also got into the end zone against the Sooners. First time that's happened in a while, and Chase Allen said it's been a goal of those guys. So that was a big positive. But, yeah, Kohler's a real deal. If he's not playing on Sundays and starring on Sundays, it's something crazy would have happened.
Well, wrestling's underway as well. Just a brief moment on that. I know Coach Dresser's team is hopefully taking yet another step on the national landscape. And David Carr is going to be a big part of this group, I know, at 157. What are the thoughts in the wrestling program?
Well, they've got several guys ranked, a number of them top 10 as well. They're a top 10 team, I think, consensus. You know, towards the tail end of that top 10, 8, 9, 10. People thought last year kind of happened too fast given how poor the previous two seasons had been. But I knew that they had a lot of guys redshirting. Even the last year, Kalen Jackson had some really good guys redshirting, most of whom stuck around. The buzz around wrestling has been, I think you'd have to go back to maybe year one of KJ, Kevin Jackson after Kale left. To where you feel something like that. They've got a lot of talent. They got, as you said, David Carr, who's father, three-time champ, Nate, helping out with their performance center. And they got Bucknell, of course, coming up Sunday or this weekend. And then, of course, you got Iowa. And they just had their Harold Nichols open. And they felt good about the results there. There is definitely a buzz, and definitely they feel like their culture is where they're ready to take that next step. They're ready to go and compete for championships. Now, I don't think they feel like they're ready to go compete for a national championship just yet, but they feel like they can compete to be the creme de la creme of the Big 12. And we'll see how it plays out with injuries and how guys continue to develop. But definitely optimism as high as it's been in a long, long time around that wrestling program.
It certainly is. Signing day coming up tomorrow. You mentioned the men are probably going to be top 15. The women, even without getting Caitlin Clark today, who's going to Iowa, a real good class for Bill Fenley, too.
Well, yes. Our publisher, Chris Williams, I believe, tweeted out earlier today that he thinks they might end up in the top 10. And that's saying something. Coach Fenley and his staff over the last few seasons have really put together their best recruiting classes. And I know attention toward recruiting stars and numbers in women's basketball was slower to come than it was on the men's side in the early 2000s. It's been more the last several years that started to be something people really, really pay attention to. But, a lot of depth, a lot of quality in that class. It's going to be a lot of happy people in that Sioux Cup building tomorrow on signing day.
Yeah, it will be. And that'll be all covered on Cyclone Fanatic, I know. And Rob, appreciate it as always. Thanks. And
say hi to Paul Clark.
Yeah.
Good talking to you. Good talking to you, Rob.
Stay warm, too.
Hey, Good to chat with you, Scott and Mark.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. 3:52. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more. Some more texts coming in as far as the Iowa basketball performance last night. We'll talk about that. By the way, and I've had a lot of people ask me this over the last week and a half or so, mark it down. Tomorrow, the debut of Mark Ironside in our studio tomorrow.
One of the very best segments we have, and we're fortunate to have on the Gym Class. We have a lot of them, but we hear a lot about Mark Ironside and can't wait to have him between us.
I got a buffer. Yeah. Mark will be here tomorrow. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com also coming up tomorrow. And a big thanks to Kurt Gustafson Agency as well for helping out as a presenting sponsor for Mark. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class for a Tuesday after this.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes. Made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get your car in shape for any season. With our AutoZone Rewards program, members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on safety upgrades, like replacement headlights. Replacing dim headlights can boost your visibility, so you can light up the road and drive with confidence, no matter the weather. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, your car stereo will always sync to the most embarrassing song on your phone.
So the reservations are at 8.
Oh, great. What was that?
That was weird. Must have synced with a nearby car or something.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Let's just,
Wait, you like smooth jazz?
No, smooth jazz.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Solon Spartans head to the Class 3A football semifinals this Thursday night on KGYM. Join Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle this Thursday at 8:30 with the pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 2-rated Solon takes on number 4-rated Sergeant Bluff Luton. The unbeaten Spartans will try to knock off the tough Warriors and make it back to the title game for the first time since 2010. That's 3A semifinal football presented by Hills Bank. Number 2 Solon versus number 4 Sergeant Bluff Luton. Thursday night at 8:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. About 4 minutes remaining here in the Gym Class program. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. 4A semis are set at state volleyball. It will be in Class 4A coming up for you on Thursday morning starting at 10 o'clock. It'll be Cedar Falls taking on Ankeny, and West Des Moines Valley will take on Pleasant Valley in a very valley showdown. For that one, those are the 10 o'clock games. We'll have 4A quarterfinal action about to get underway here in just a few minutes. Then I believe Xavier is in the 4A game round of games, and then Marion in the 6 o'clock round of games coming up. So all that action at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids, where the state volleyball tournament is taking place.
Good luck to all those clubs and the rest of the week for everyone. We have a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Will LSU jump to number 1 in this week's college football poll? Yes or no? That coming out tonight, LSU coming off a win over Alabama, Ohio State holding serve against Maryland in a big way.
Yeah, they scored 73.
What do you think?
LSU, yeah, because it's a beauty pageant. Should they? No.
Where will Alabama be?
Four or five. Five.
Clemson will crawl into the top,
and Clemson,
top four.
Clemson moves into the top four. At four, Alabama goes to five.
LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and St. Alabama?
I would go, I think it should be Ohio State, LSU. Who am I missing? Who am I missing, Kyle? Who am I missing?
Say it.
Ohio State, LSU.
Well, Penn State was four.
Penn
They're
State
not going to be
four.
Yeah.
You guys like Clemson in?
Yeah, Clemson's in.
I think your top team has to be LSU.
Right.
Ohio State.
Doesn't have to be.
After what they did, and of course they are already, well, I guess that's a good question. Did they usurp Ohio State by beating Bama?
I don't think they should.
But
Ohio State scored 73.
Georgia's out there, but they're not quite.
I would think
in
Georgia and Clemson
four, right?
might sneak in. Does Bama stay in? I think is the real question.
Should Bama stay?
Bama and Penn State will fall out, so you're going to put Clemson in. They may go up to number three.
And I think Georgia would slide in. If you're replacing two teams, I think Georgia's going to reemerge.
You lose to the number one or two team by 5 points, and you're going to drop out?
I don't really think
fall?
So.
Alabama wasn't in the first place.
But if Alabama stays in the top four, oh my gosh, there's going to be so much complaining.
Wait.
Are they one of the best four teams in the country? Absolutely. But it might be Georgia in at four and Alabama at five. We'll
Mark
see.
Just led me to realizing something, though. Bama
was
Clemson
five
that
last
was left
week.
Out. No, Clemson was
no,
five.
No, that's right. You're right.
Clemson was five.
Where is where will Minnesota land?
Eight-ish.
Seven, eight?
Eight-ish.
Yeah.
I think eight-ish, right in there. Baylor and Minnesota will be right next to each other. How's that? It all comes out tonight, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow. Our first visit with the Hall of Famer. Looking forward to that.
Knox ranked number two behind Penn State in the college coaches poll.
Start the wrestling season this weekend against Tennessee Chattanooga. I'm sorry, Chattanooga. And we'll also talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. More on Iowa basketball, more on Iowa football with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.